అడవి లోపలున్న ఆకాశమునున్న పట్టణమునున్న పల్లెనున్న గుట్ట మీదనున్న నట్టేటనున్నను మదిని సాయి నిన్ను మరువడెప్పుడు, మదిని సాయి నిన్ను మరువడెప్పుడు.
సాయి నామ దివ్య నామ మధుర నామ స్వామి హస్ ద షార్టెస్ టైమ్ అండ్ అగైన్ దట్ నామ స్మరణ ఇస్ ద ఈజియెస్ట్ అండ్ స్వీటెస్ట్ రాయల్ రోడ్ టువర్డ్స్ గాడ్. Based on the beautiful anecdotes and analogies given to us by Bhagwan, we, the first year postgraduate students of the Sri Satyasai Institute of Higher Learning, present a drama titled Hari Nama Kirtana Kali Yuga Sadhana.
What a bright morning.
What? Such a bright morning?
Chintan, Chintan, wake up. The sun is already high in the sky.
Ah, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Weren't we supposed to leave from here at sunrise?
Arth, wake up. We are already late. Wake up.
Devda, didn't we have a deal? I chanted your name 9 times before I went to sleep. Didn't I gain enough punyam for you to wake me up before sunrise?
Shastri, Shastri, wake up. Look how bright it is.
Oh, Kleshaka, it pains me to hear such uneducated statements as soon as I wake up. And that too, when the reason is so obvious.
And what's the obvious reason?
As the sun rises above the horizon, it becomes brighter and brighter. That's obvious, isn't it?
Govinda, 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 isn't it obvious to you that the entire group was supposed to leave long ago?
I see the problem now.
Wait, let me just go and check whether the rest of them are still there.
Shastri Garu, it was your wonderful idea to move away from the other pilgrims and sleep in this grassy opening, wasn't it?
Some theory about
improved cross-current ventilation and optimized canopy-enhanced cooling.
Yes. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. What great knowledge.
I have some really bad news. Everyone else has already left. What have I done to deserve this? Shastri, can you tell us where we are?
Judging by the dense greenery and uninhabited wilderness, it looks like the forest.
Is that so? I thought we had already reached the temple. Shastri, please, can you actually do something to find a way out?
Of course. All I need to do is observe the direction of the shadows, measure the wind speeds, and study the leaf patterns in the vicinity.
Krishna, 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 not only are we alone, now we are also lost.
I came on this pilgrimage to break free from the clutches of my ill-tempered wife, nagging neighbor, and an unreasonable landlord. But here I am, in the middle of a forest, facing yet another problem.
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
What are you doing?
If I chant God's name, He will Himself come and help us.
You fool! Do you think God has nothing better to do other than leave the comforts of Vaikuntha to rescue four insignificant pilgrims?
Chintan, be practical. Help us find a way out instead.
Chintan, you gave me an idea. O Rama, if you somehow get us out of here safely, I promise that for the rest of my life, every single day, morning and evening, I will chant your name 108 times. Now that's an offer God can't refuse.
Narayana, Narayana, pranams Keshava. Time alone knows its prolonged passage, since my eyes last feasted upon your glorious form. O Madhava, emi samacharam.
Narada, nenu adagalsina prashna, niyu adigitiva. Among the manifold denizens of the cosmos, you are fortunate, bestowed with the privilege of unquestionable access to my hallowed abode as and when your heart desires. Yet, for some inexplicable reason, Vaikuntha stands a witness to your extended absence.
O Sarvantaryami, where is the question of my absence when your very presence envelops me as I immerse myself in the incessant chanting of your holy name?
Is this yet another well-crafted excuse for your laziness? Or have the allurements of the earthly realms held sway over the mind of this Manasaputra?
No, Janardana. Of late, I have shied away from those regions, for I am afraid of the influence of their sunken culture on the sadhana that is dearest to my heart. Pitiable indeed is the state of affairs down on earth, where people are riddled with misconstrued notions about the practice of Namasmarana, and it pains me to see them trapped as victims in their self-conjured cycle of mundane existence, unable to savor the sweetness of your holy name. Just as a frog in the proximity of the lotus is oblivious to its ambrosial fragrance.
Narada, do not be so belittling of humanity. Their actions, however misguided they might seem, stem out of their deep-rooted love for me, and I respond with my overflowing love for them. I have assured my children time and again that among the multitudes of paths a devotee can choose in this Kali age, Namasmarana is the easiest and most enchanting road towards me. But their ingrained instincts sway them towards materialistic temptation and ritualistic traditions. All they need is a guide, a preceptor to maneuver them back onto the right track.
O Jagatguru, it is only your guidance that can help mankind rediscover the lost splendor of the Chintamani, the gem of Namasmarana.
Narada, you seem to have suddenly been tormented by this unforeseen apprehension. Where from does this strongly opinionated criticism originate?
As I was traversing the woods of Seshachalam, near the foothills of the Bhuloka Vaikuntha, I encountered four supposed scholars, deeply entrenched in their deluded misconceptions about the practice of Namasmarana.
Do you think I'm a mere witness to their earthly journey? Every path they tread, every turn they take, and every step they make has all been under my guidance. Transformation is inevitable. The beckoning of an opportune moment is all that matters.
O Bhaktavatsala, incomprehensible indeed is your boundless karuna. I pray that I be a direct witness of this gracious act of yours.
I have already chosen you as my instrument. Come, let us take a journey to awaken the divinity latent in those unsuspecting pilgrims.
Tiger?
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
No, it must merely be a bear.
I should have stayed put at home. At least all the problems there were within the four walls.
God, I shall feed 50 people. Just ensure I reach home safely.
Shh, listen. The sound is getting louder and louder.
Narayan, Narayan.
Ah, Chintan, we seem to have found your brother.
Kleshaka, enough of your comments. Let us approach them and find out who they are. Respected sirs, we are pilgrims who were on a journey to Tirumala to have the darshan of Lord Venkateshwara. Unfortunately, we found ourselves left behind by the group accompanying us. He is Shastri, the self-acclaimed scholar. This is Kleshaka, who thinks that all the people in his life conspire against him. This is Arth, the one who looks for every opportunity in life to make a bargain. And I am Chintan,
the world's best apricoter.
May we know who you are and why might you be found in such hostile conditions?
He is Sarathi, the ever dependable guide and philosopher. And I am Sakha, his chosen companion on this journey.
We hail from the destination you seek and wish to return there to complete our mission.
Oh, really? You mean there is a pathway destination even through this impenetrable forest?
Kleshaka, there are many paths that lead to the same destination. Whichever path you choose, you will ultimately reach your goal. But how did you plan to get out of this forest in the first place?
Krishna, 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 I suggested the path of Namasmarana.
Namasmarana? You actually think what you do all day reaps you some benefit? Open your eyes, Chintan. What could possibly be in a name? Isn't it just an assortment of sounds and syllables?
It is much more than that, Shastri. To all those who are unaware, the Lord's name is a mere word, but its inherent potency is much, much more. It can not only help you get out of this forest, but remove all the troubles in your life.
I don't understand how people can be so impractical. How can Namasmarana help us get out of this forest?
if the name of the Lord can transform Ratnakara into Valmiki, a monkey into the mighty Hanuman, and grant salvation to a sinner like Ajamila, then why can't it get you out of this forest?
A sinner attaining salvation?
Yes, Ajamila attained salvation just by uttering the name of Lord Narayana on his deathbed. By this act of his, the mountain loads of sins that he had accumulated during his entire life was pulverized.
It is time we begin our journey. Sakha, let us recount the story of Ajamila as we go along the easiest path to the destination.
What do you want? Why have you come here?
Reserve your impertinent questions for the eternity in hell that you have doomed yourself to. For we have come to ferry you across the ferocious river of Vaitarini.
Narayana? Oh my son Narayana, where are you? Please help me Narayana.
You foolish mortal, do you really think that your son can protect you from the relentless clutches of death?
Step aside at once, O guardians of the departed.
You impudent beings, do not attempt to obstruct the execution of Lord Yamaraja's command.
If you are indeed the attendants of Yama, how could you even think of interfering in the implementation of dharmic order?
O petty patronizers of Dharma, who are you to infringe upon the jurisdiction of Yama Dharma Raja? Are you Devas from heavens or Gandharvas from heavenly planets? Reveal your identity.
We are the representatives of cosmic authority, the instruments of Lord Mahavishnu, the protector of the universe.
Ajamila had uttered the Lord's holy name, and the Lord responded immediately, sending us to protect him from any harm, even from the clutches of death.
Ajamila had cried out not to Lord Mahavishnu, but had beckoned his son Narayana to his side. Do not eulogize this mortal's unfounded devotion.
Whosoever utters the name of the Lord, whether intentionally or inadvertently, instantly earns the grace and the protection of the Lord.
Just as fire burns dry grass to ashes, the mere utterance of the Lord's holy name burns the sins of the past. Return empty-handed you must, O ambassadors of death, for with the blessings of Lord Vishnu, Ajamila's earthly sojourn shall continue.
Just by one word at the right moment, Ajamila was liberated of all his sins. This is the ultimate bargain.
Wow, the world is now blessed with the wisdom of instant liberation.
What a brilliant idea, Kleshaka. But there is a small flaw. You see, death gives not advance intimation. Rather, it swoops down upon you from the shadows of darkness.
Yes, indeed. Death is certain. Only its timing is uncertain. But I'm sure one can still remember to chant God's name at the crucial moment.
Shastri, when you are precariously poised on the cusp of life and afterlife, when the burden of your sins weighs down upon you and your entire life flashes before your eyes, do you think that the Divya Nama shall escape your lips at that moment?
When death wraps its noose around your neck, your instinctive tendencies may not permit you to remember God's name. It is only when you cultivate the habit of Namasmarna throughout your life that the reminiscence of God's name can rescue you when your end arrives. That reminds me, there was once a merchant with the same brilliant idea as you who believed that he would be liberated but met with an unexpected end instead. Good morning, Raghuramji. I see you're up early as usual.
Ah, yes, Vittalji. What can I do for you today?
Give me 5 kilos of rice, 500 grams of yellow dal, and 1 kg of atta.
Govinda Gopala, come here. You see that 10 kg sack of rice? Get half of that sack from there. Oh, Madhava, get half kilo of yellow dal from that shelf. Keshava, go and get 1 kilo of atta for Vittalji.
Raghuramji, you are reaching a ripe old age. Can't your 4 strong sons take over this burden from you?
My sons have a long way to go before they can handle such a big responsibility. Are O Govinda, how long does it take to get 5 kilo from a sack of rice?
Papa ji, we are in a small dilemma.
We don't know which half of the sack to bring.
Papa ji, I'm little confused.
What happened, Madhava?
Papa ji, you asked me to get yellow dal, but all the dal seems to be yellow in color. Which one should I get?
Papa ji, we don't have 1 kilo packets of atta. Only half kilo packets are there.
Oh, it's okay. You both go back to your work. I'll get the items myself. Ah. You see, they still have so much to learn. And in any case, this shop is a breath that drives my life.
At any moment, your breath may leave your body. Why don't you sanctify the rest of your life by reading Mahabharata or Ramayana?
I have thought far beyond just reading scriptures. In those very scriptures that you advise me to read, I have found a secret road to salvation. Inspired by the story of Ajamila, I named all my sons after Lord Krishna. While Ajamila had only one son, I have 4. Anyway, that makes me 4 times more likely to remember God's name. Brilliant, isn't it? And yeah, this will be 280 rupees.
Whatever suits you, Raghuramji. Have a nice day.
My chest hurts. It must be my end. Last thought must be on God. Govinda, Gopala!
Papaji,
what happened?
Gopala, go get some water.
My dear sons, if all of you are here, then who's in the shop? Forget the water,
safeguard the cash box. All my life's hard work. Go take care of my shop.
Babaji!
Make Namasmarna a lifelong practice, for only then will the name of the Lord surface in your mind at your final moment.
Does not the length of my hair indicate that I am no ascetic? Do I look like I have all the time in this world to recite His name?
The length of your hair
indicates to me that you have enough time to visit the barber.
So tell me, what do you do sitting in his chair?
Listen to the sound of his scissors or look at my reflection in the mirror.
Aren't those 10 minutes enough for you to do Nama Japa in your mind?
That may be true, but amidst the constant chaos and confusion in my personal life, where is the opportunity to engage myself in the contemplation of God?
You ask me how you can find time for Namasmarna, but let me ask you, how do you find time to brush in the morning, to have your daily bath, to eat your meals? It is not a question of time or opportunity. It is a matter of your priorities. Just as a mother, in spite of all her activities, is always thinking of a child lying in the cradle, a sadhaka's mind must always be channeled towards God. Namasmarna should be integrated seamlessly into all aspects of one's life.
Krishna, all day I spend reciting your name. Neither have I gained spiritually nor materially. Everybody keeps mocking at me.
Chintan.
And
Namasmarna is not a process to be repeated mechanically. Every syllable uttered should be infused with bhava, the feeling of fervent devotion.
The mechanical utterance of a prayer like Rama Nannu Brovara may not kindle devotion in either the singer or the listener, but when expressed as a song,
Rama Nannu Brovara,
it pulls the Lord, who is verily Ganapriya.
Man has long expressed his myriad emotions and feelings through music. And it is this music, with its synergy of raga, bhava and tala, that helps one discover the joy of Namasmarna. But be warned, technical intricacies in the voice or tune alone shall not impress God, for He is touched only by bhava. Lord Krishna showed this to the world when two renowned musicians, Tumburu and Narada, had a clash of egos about their musical skill.
Narada, to what unprecedented terms of events can we attribute your recent flurry of melodious outbreak?
Tumbura, don't you know, I've spent the past year engrossed in acquainting myself with the nuances of musical lore under the tutelage of its great patrons. I have now emerged and surpassed in my expertise and abilities.
Reconsider your presumptuous claims, O Narada, for I am the court musician in the kingdom of Devas themselves. Constantly immersed in the environs of music, I have been imbued with unparalleled musical acumen.
Do not delude yourself with your fallacious reasoning, for I am the foremost expert in the intricacies of music, which Goddess Lakshmi herself has won among my many distinguished tutors.
Relinquish your self-acclaimed outlook, for Lord Indra himself adjourns his heavenly duties to listen to my music.
Are you disputing my knowledge and proficiency?
Are you challenging my authority and competency?
We seem to be trapped in a stalemate that we cannot ourselves resolve.
Let us go and consult Lord Krishna for his opinion. Ganalola, the gloomy monotony of mundane existence is dispelled by the blissful resonance of your hollow instrument. You are verily the embodiment of music itself. O Lord, we implore thee, proclaim who is the better singer.
Tumbura, did you not know that my own consort, Rukmini, had been instrumental in Narada's musical journey? How then can I pronounce a verdict with this evident conflict of interest? But I do know of an individual who can prevail good sense over this supposed predicament. Hanuman.
Your ever-abiding servant is at your beck and call. I await your orders, O benevolent master.
Dear Hanuman, we have amidst us two celebrated vocalists locked in a dispute over their musical prowess. Adept as you are in all the fields of knowledge, be the arbiter and settle their disagreement.
Your wish is my command. Inside this box lies a veena with immense mystical potency. As soon as it hears the voice of the one who has imbibed the essence of music, it will itself ascend to the skies to acknowledge his true mastery over music. Begin.
Ni padamule gatiyene naumiti Sri Ramachandraya. Ni padamule gatiyene naumiti Sri Ramachandraya. Ni padamule gadiyane namiti ని పదములే
దని పని దద బద 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 పని దద బద 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 బదని బదని గని గని దని 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 దరి పదములే
ధని గరి ధని దరి ధని దరి ధని ద బరి ధని ద బని ద బమ ధని ద బమ గరి ధని దరి ధని ద బని ద బమ నీ పదములే నీ పదములే గరియని నమ్మితి
ప్రభు ఐ సస్పెక్ట్ దిస్ వీణా ఇస్ నాట్ వాట్ హనుమాన్ క్లెయిమ్స్ ఇట్ టు బి
ఇండీడ్ హౌ కెన్ నైదర్ ఆఫ్ అస్ బి బెటర్ దెన్ ది అదర్
ట్రూ హనుమాన్ They seek an explanation. Why don't you sing?
As you say, my lord.
జనన మరణ భయ శోక విధూరం జనన మరణ భయ శోక విధూరం సకల శాస్త్ర నిగమాగమ సారం సకల శాస్త్ర నిగమాగమ సారం వివరే రామ రసం రసని వివరే రామ రసం వివరే రామ రసం శుద్ధ పరమహంస ఆశ్రమ గీతం రామా శౌనక కౌశిక ముఖపీఠం వివరే రామ రసం రసనే వివరే రామ రసం వివరే రామ రసం రామ రసం రామ రసం
డియర్ తుంబురా నారద మీ టెక్నికల్ ఆప్టిట్యూడ్ ఇస్ ప్రేజ్ వర్ది బట్ అబ్సల్యూట్ మాస్టరీ ఓవర్ మ్యూజిక్ ఇస్ అటైన్డ్ వెన్ ఓన్లీ ఎవ్రీ నోట్ ఎవ్రీ సిలబుల్ దట్ ఎమినేట్స్ ఫ్రమ్ యువర్ లిప్స్ ఇస్ ఇన్ఫ్యూజ్డ్ విత్ ద ఫర్వెంట్ ఫీలింగ్ ఆఫ్ భావ ఫ్రమ్ ది హార్ట్ సచ్ డివోషన్ డివైడ్ ఆఫ్ ఈగో ఇన్స్టెంట్లీ బైండ్స్ మీ టు ద భక్త as their antaryami.
Such was Hanuman's bhava that every strand of hair on his body reverberated with the Ramanama.
In this world of duality, where lust and greed entice the mind like a nartaki, it is through the recourse of kirtanam that one can rise above worldly delusions.
Incompetent as I am in raga and tala, how can I derive the benefits of kirtanam?
Do not worry, Chintan, for there exists the path of nama sankirtana or congregational singing to please the Lord.
When two or more people come together to pray to the Almighty, blessings pour down from above. The spiritual currents and vibrations generated by such group singing confers love and joy not only on the participants but also on others in the vicinity.
Thus, throughout our Bharatiya Samskriti, we have had great exponents of this path such as Mirabai, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Tyagaraja, who traversed the length and breadth of this country and charged this land with spiritual potency through their singing of devotional bhajans.
Lucky indeed are the people of Kali, for their salvation lies in the path of Namasmarna compared to the prescribed sadhana of tapas in Krita Yuga, yagnas and yagas in Treta Yuga, and archana in Dwapar Yuga.
But concepts such as salvation and delusion are of no utility to me at this point of time when we are trapped in this forest. You say Namasmarana can help us cross the ocean of samsara itself. But can it get us out of this forest of Seshachalam?
Yes, it can. Didn't the name of Lord Narayana save Prahlada from the cruelties inflicted unto him? Didn't the name of Lord Rama enable rocks to float on the sea? Didn't the name of Lord Krishna save Draupadi from outrage and humiliation?
And Shastri, you're not the first person to be stranded in the forest. Great kings and sages have endured the hardships of the forest with the name of God unflinchingly close to their hearts. One such example is the encounter between the Pandavas and Roma Rishi.
A blessing from the gods to appease the pangs of our hunger. Natha, why don't we rest a while under that tree?
My legs to ache under duress from a long distance we have traversed. Arjuna, fetch hither that enchanting fruit which shall rejuvenate our famished cells.
Seems unwilling to release this fruit from its unyielding clasps.
Brother, you too must be exhausted from the arduous journey. Leave this to me and I shall unshackle this delicacy from its earthly embrace.
Mysterious indeed are the attributes of this mystical fruit, for it stands firm, unperturbed even by the indomitable strength of the mighty Bhima.
Beware the allurements of this mesmerizing fruit, for it glimmers with an enticing aura of enigma.
What harm can the gifts from Mother Earth inflict upon its innocuous children? Let us all engage our collective strengths to separate this fruit from its vice-like stranglehold.
Hard the insolent trespassers! How dare you venture to seize the result of my intense penance, the celestial Amritasar! Watch as imminent destruction approaches, envelops and engulfs you in its prowling lust!
How misfortunate are we to have unknowingly incurred the wrath of Roma Rishi. Here come the coils of hair, the emissaries of our doom.
Oh, Apad Bandhava, time and again, you alone have rescued us from the clutches of calamity. When I was being humiliated in the court of the Kauravas, you assured me that you would remain my eternal guardian and indweller. O Anatha Rakshaka, now my husband's and I stand in the face of a terrible tragedy. And that too, not for any fault of ours. Only you can ensure that we emerge unscathed from this predicament. O Hridaya Nivasi, you are my sole refuge. Anyatha Sharanam Nasti, Twameva Sharanam Mama.
Draupadi, you beckoned, and see, I have come. Cast aside your apprehension, dear sister. Have I ever deserted you? Why fear when I am here? O Pandavas, proceed to the hermitage of Roma Rishi.
What? But Krishna, with what apologetic words should we attempt to assuage the sage's fury? With what remorseful strain should we plead for forgiveness?
Partha, fear not his indignant temperament, but approach him with deference and reverence. You shall not be bereft of my presence, for I shall follow behind you. But keep this in mind, whatever be the circumstances, remain tight-lipped. Do not question my actions, but obey my command implicitly.
swim yourself, Amritamala. Prepare yourself to face the consequences of your impudent action.
Madhava, Janardana, are my eyes deceiving me? Blessed indeed am I, for my very existence has been consecrated by your arrival at my humble dwelling. Krishna, who is verily the Mahapurusha, is saluting at the feet of this brazen intruder. It is imperative that I too offer my obeisances to them.
Oh, Jagat Rakshaka,
what reticent process do these enigmatic travelers possess to receive such a salutation from divinity personified?
These venerable souls are none other than the mighty Pandavas and their consort Draupadi. Their tongues constantly reverberate with the melody of my name. Their minds constantly resonate with the aura of my divinity. And I dwell in the hearts of such devotees.
What greater reward can one aspire for them to please the Lord Himself? O noble Pandavas, you have attained the exalted pinnacle of bhakti. Please accept this Amrita Phala. As my humble offering.
Heartwarming indeed is the intimate relationship between Bhagwan and his Bhaktas.
When Gajendra cried out to the high heavens in complete surrender, Mahavishnu was impelled to take action at that very instant. Neither did he don his Shankha or Chakra, nor did he marshal his army. Without even informing his consort or Vahana, he immediately rushed to Gajendra's aid.
సిరికించెప్పడు శంఖచక్రయుగమున్చేదోయి సంధింపడు ఏ పరివారంబును జీరడు అభ్రకపతిం పన్నింపడు ఆకర్ నిరాంతర సల్లిల్లము చకనొకడు వివాద ప్రోధిత శ్రీకుచో పరిచేలాంచలమైన వీడడు గజ ప్రాణావనోత్సాహియై.
హౌ టచింగ్ ఇస్ ద ఈగర్నెస్ విత్ విచ్ శ్రీమన్ నారాయణ రెస్పాండెడ్ టు హిస్ భక్తాస్ సిన్సియర్ క్రై.
బట్ వీఆర్ నాట్ ఎగ్జాల్టెడ్ డివోటీస్ like the Pandavas or Gajendra. Who are we with our wavering and distracted minds to draw the Lord to our side.
You may be an ordinary individual or even a sinner or a saint, but to receive His bountiful grace, all that you need is a single genuine prayer.
Just like the fragrance of the flower is independent of the hand it is held in, so too the sweetness of the Divya Nama is unsullied by the person reciting it.
Look over there. The Gopuram of the Tirumala temple is visible in the distant horizon.
We set out desiring the last darshan, and finally our wish is on the verge of fulfillment.
Not only have you brought us to God's abode, but you have also given us a glimpse into the sweetness of His nectarine name.
Thank you for highlighting to us the infinite and the abundant love that God has towards us, and enlightening us with the wisdom that He thinks of us as often as we think of Him.
No, Chintan, not only as often, but far, far more. People think that only they yearn for the Lord, but little do they realize that even God yearns for them.
In fact, the Lord pines for the Bhakta much more than He Himself, awaiting that moment when the devotee takes His name, so that they can both revel in that blissful nectarine experience.
Did you know that the precincts of this temple stand as a testimony to God's all-encompassing love for His children, and that at this very spot Lord Venkateshwara approached Annamaya with a humble request, no, a heartfelt prayer.
This is the figment of my imagination. Those sturdy blue arms that bear the disc of time and the conch of truth for 14 worlds. Those tender palms turned red from rocking the cradle of humanity. The majestic form radiating a divine splendor. Padmanabha, you're panting. Have you come running in haste to support this frail, stumbling devotee? Where would I fall when it is thy very lap everywhere?
Annamaya, love isn't a labor. Then each to me is verily my child. From where do I need to rush when I'm watching your every step closer than even your shadow?
Bhaktavatsala, could I ever express my gratitude for your immeasurable benevolence? Here is all of mine that I have to offer unto thee. Accept this bouquet of lyrics from my heart. It's all yours.
These shall remain my greatest treasures, Annamaya. But why such haste? Where are you bound so early?
So early? I have been here for 95 years Anantashayana. My step is faltering. My limbs quivering. This flickering flame is nearing its darkness.
Then I shall restore your spirit and spark. I shall grant thee the eternal youth of divine, bereft of the barriers of time and space.
Jagannataka Sutradhari, you have still not finished with your game for me. Am I to be fooled by your alluring plots? Or are you testing my affection unto this ephemeral body?
This isn't a test, Annamaya. It is my unending love for your soulful melodies. You are the ultimate fragrance that brushes my soul with the eloquence of your devotion, making it dance to your rhythm. How can I ever express in words how much I have craved for your songs? That day when you sang,
Jo Achyutananda Jo Jo Mukunda Lali Paramananda Rama Govinda Jo Jo.
It reminded me of my childhood days at Vrindavan, when I lay nestled in the lap of Mother Yashoda, rocking me to sleep with her lullaby.
You heard my song?
Not just one, each and every one. Could I escape any? Attracted like a thirsty bee, I rushed to your side. Every time your heart bloomed with nectarine melody. As a priest to conduct your marriage, as your palanquin bearer, I couldn't stay separate.
To see that these songs have moved your being, that you stand here recollecting and singing them for me, seeing that these lyrical flowers offered sway beautifully as a garland upon your Vakshasthala, closest to your heart, enough for this lifetime. I am saturated with bliss. Swami, please grant me salvation before this happiness evaporates.
Annamaya, but what about me? If you leave now, who will sing for me like the way you did? In your bhavam, my namam felt more melodious and special. I cannot deny thee the salvation you have earned yourself. But before that, please, won't you sing a song for me?
What more could I desire, Purushottama? For my Namasmarana, you granted me your darshan, sparshan, and sambhashan. Is there anything superior? I'll definitely sing, my Lord, the ultimate song of my fatigued yet jubilant soul, celebrating this journey in attaining its source.
Antariyami alasiti salasiti intadani sharani neja chitini. Antariyami alasiti
Such an upwelling of emotion within me. My heart is saturated with tears of joy, for I could myself savor the sweetness that Annamaya derived from the Lord's nectarine name.
I have rediscovered the purpose of life with the understanding of the true power of Namasmarana as the simplest, most practical, and yet the most effective path to God in this age. How can we ever express our immense gratitude to you, O Sakha and Sarathi? 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 Where is Sarathi? I hope he didn't miss this blissful moment. Sakha, Sakha, where is Sarathi? Sakha? Oh, Shastri.
Don't worry about Sarathi. He is ever present at every moment in each one of our lives. Don't you remember his words when we first met? We hail from the destination you seek.
And we wish to return there to complete our mission.
Arey, see, Sarathi, our Sarathi. Sarathi.
Sarathi.
Sarathi.
Sarathi.
Govinda.
Madhusudana.
Janardhana.
Oh Karunakara. How blessed are we to be the beneficiaries of your divine Leela. Are we even worthy of this benevolent act of yours? Dhanyosmi, O Deva. Dhanyosmi. Dhanyosmi.
My dear children, you are all born out of sparks of my very self. My love and grace is ever present in abundance for you to dive into and relish. Your sincere call is all it takes to pull me to your side, whatever be the circumstance, wherever you may be. Practice Namasmarna with faith, and life's purpose shall be fulfilled. Listen, O humanity, to this divine declaration. Hari Nama Kirtana, Kali Yuga Sadhana.
Kali Kala Bhava Bandha Sagara Taranam, Sai Smaranam Madhuram Madhuram. Kali Kala Bhava Bandha Sagara Taranam, Sai Smaranam Madhuram Madhuram. Ajnana Timiranda Karaharam, Vijnana Tejam Punsageti Namam. Ajnana Timiranda Karaharam, Vijnana Tejam Punsageti Namam. Swara Sanga Manga Ganga Taranga, Ni Nama Smaranam Sagenule. Swara Sanga Manga Ganga Taranga, Ni Nama Smaranam Sagenule. Ni Nama Smaranam Mutuni Sannidhi Sugamam, Ni Bhavanele Ni Smaranam Vyartham. Vayavignaharanam Sakalartha Praptam, Moksham Kaliginchu Shri Sai Namam. Kali Kala Bhava Bandha Sagara Taranam, Sai Smaranam Madhuram Madhuram.
रहे बस तेरा ही। ಶುಕ್ಲಾಂಬರಧರ ಗಣಪತಿ ಮಂತ್ರಂ ಶುಕ್ಲಾಂಬರಧರ ಗಣಪತಿ ಮಂತ್ರಂ ನಿತ್ಯಂ ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಜಪೋ ಜಪೋ ನಿತ್ಯಂ ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಜಪೋ ಜಪೋ ವಿಘ್ನ ವಿನಾಶಕ ವಿದ್ಯಾದಾಯಕ ವೀರ ಗಣಪತಿ ಭಜೋ ಭಜೋ ವೀರ ಗಣಪತಿ ಭಜೋ ಭಜೋ
ಹರಿ 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 ಬೋಲೋ ಹರಿ 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 ಬೋಲೋ ಹರಿ ಹರಿ ಕೇ ಗುಣ ಗಾವೋ ಗೋವಿಂದ
राम नाम तारकं सदा भजो रे राम नाम तारकं सदा भजो रे सदा भजो रे सदा जपो रे राम नाम तारकं सदा भजो रे राम 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 जय मुदंड रामा राम 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 जय मुदंड रामा सदा जपो रे राम नाम तारकं सदा भजो रे राम 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 जय कोदंड राम 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 जय कल्याण राम 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 तारकं सदा भजो रे
साई नाम बोलो गोविंद नाम बोलो नाम बोलो गोविंद नाम बोलो महादेव बोलो जय पांडुरंग बोलो महादेव बोलो जय पांडुरंग बोलो साई नाम बोलो गोविंद नाम बोलो कृष्ण बोलो जय बुद्ध साई बोलो राम कृष्ण बोलो जय बुद्ध साई बोलो सौराष्ट्र महावीर येसु साई बोलो सौराष्ट्र महावीर येसु साई साई बोलो साई नाम बोलो गोविंद नाम बोलो महादेव बोलो जय पांडुरंग बोलो
Sai bolo. Govinda bolo, Gopal bolo. Govinda bolo, Gopal bolo. Shankar naam bhajo, Shankar naam bhajo, Shankar Shankar naam bhajo. Shankar Shankar naam bhajo, Shankar Shankar naam bhajo, Shankar naam bhajo, Shankar naam bhajo, Shankar Shankar naam bhajo, Shankar Shankar naam bhajo, Shankar naam bhajo.
Because भजन बिना सुख शांति नहीं, हरि भजन बिना सुख शांति नहीं, हरि नाम बिना आनंद
Narayana Narayana Om Satya Narayana Narayana Om
Jai Sadgurudeva. Sukhino bhavantu samasta loka Sukhino bhavantu samasta loka Sukhino bhavantu
Jai Bolo Bhagwan Shri.